The chief executive of the Brisbane Lions, Greg Swan, is with us. Hello, Greg.
Hello. Afternoon, boys.
Just give us a picture. How serious is the predicament around the Lions at the moment?
Look, on field, we'd had a pretty good month. You know, we were good against Adelaide, good against Freo and Sydney. Last 2 weeks have been poor, you know. 5 goals and 4 goals. You don't win too many games of footy doing that. We have had a bad run with injury, you know. Like I know everybody talks about it. We don't have a lot of depth, but the guys who haven't hardly played, Hanley's hardly played, Rockliffe's hardly played, Merritt's hardly played. So it's been difficult that we haven't had a full team in. But look, what it's allowed us to do is find some really good kids. Like we're surprised Harris Andrews hasn't been a rising star. We think he's a really good young player and he's had a great season. We've thrown him in. You know, he'll play bits and pieces on Hawkins today and probably get ragdolled and thrown around, but it's a good education for him. And some of the other young guys have been good. But, you know, it's well documented. We need a forward. We need a key forward. Jono Freeman's back today, first game all year. Like, he's a 200-centimetre forward who came on the scene late last year and was pretty good. Hasn't played at all. He'll be a bit underdone, but we're going to play in the last 6 weeks and just see if we can get something happening there. Because our guys have sort of lost all confidence to go forward with the footy. We win a fair bit of the footy, but nobody goes forward at the minute because we just don't have any confidence with the guys down there.
Broader than the on-field scenario is a mixture. Are the Lions precariously placed?
It's certainly challenging. I think, look, off-field this year, look, we lost $3 million last year. Cash-wise, we'll break even this year. So we've sort of stemmed the bleeding. We've got a good rusted on call. We've got, you know, we're averaging, despite where we are, we've averaged 20,000 home game, which is pretty good. You know, as I said, there's a rusted on element. It's a challenge because the Broncos are biggest game in town and they're on top of the ladder and they're flying. And so that's made it difficult. But we've got a good niche where we are and it's not dire, but it's certainly challenging.
So, what have you been in the role about? 16 months.
Yeah, no, a year the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any fears, or when you went there, do you have any fears about the long-term viability of it?
No, I don't. For two reasons. One is there's enough core support there, and the AFL wouldn't ever let it fall over. So.
Yeah. But it's worthy on the grounds of the core support that it's got.
Yeah, I think it is, absolutely. And you know, if you go through the stats from the kids that are playing. You know, I think there's going to be 200,000 participants now. Like back 10 years ago, there was only like 40,000. So the game's growing. There's no doubt about that. And even this year, for the first time ever, in the Division 2, Queensland won the 16s and 18s. That's never happened before. There's actually a good stream of kids coming through, and the game itself's pretty popular. Started to get it into schools and things, which they've never been able to do. So there's some good things happening. And the core of the game is solid up. There's a lot of ex-Victorians there too. So yep. it's a strong game, notwithstanding it's behind rugby league. But no, I think it's got, you know, you go back mid-2000s, we had $6 million in the bank and we were flying, you know. So there's it's there. We've played one final series since 2004. That's what's killed us. We just haven't been successful on the field.
So that's obviously a critical element. Do you need a priority pick?
Yeah, I'd like to get one. Whether we will or not's another issue.
On what grounds do you think you need one?
Yeah, ours is a talent. Ours is a talent thing. I mean, we've got 4 first round picks on our list. 2 of them, Leuenberger or Aish. We're not sure what's happening with them. We're hopeful that they'll stay, but we're not sure. So we've got 4. You know, when I was just on somewhere before, and, you know, the people are comparing it to Melbourne, and Melbourne didn't get one. Personally, I thought they should have, but they didn't anyway. But, you know, they've had 18 first-round picks in the last few years. So we lost that group of kids that we lost, you know, Yo, Pollock, Donga, Doherty. You put them in our team, we'd be actually okay.
Yeah.
And I've had pains to say there's a few self-inflicted wounds. You know, we're not saying it's everyone else's fault. There's a fair bit of it ourselves. But right at the minute, if you'd ask me how do we get better, we've got to get better on the ground, and that's the way to get better.
Do you know how to get a hearing on the priority pick? Because it's so subjective now, and it's almost smoke and mirrors as to how it's done.
I was in town yesterday, and I had a meeting with the chief.
Right.
And I did ask him that question. So we've got a board meeting shortly, so we'll discuss what we do. But it's probably more likely than not that we will ask. Yeah. But he didn't say that we get one, by the way.
No.
Just asked him about the process, as you said.
How do we ask?
Having not done that before.
Greg Swan's the chief executive of the Lions. Mark McClure and Guy McKenna.
Swanee, can you hang on to the rest? that's the more the point, because I've heard some rumblings that some of the young fellas are looking to move.
No, look, I think the only guys that Aish and Leuenberger's a free agent. Aish is out of contract, which is well documented. But everyone else is locked away.
They're all locked away.
Yep.
But people can still ask, can't they?
Of course they can ask. Yeah.
You got to maintain them in Brisbane. That's one of the keys.
We do.
And that was the problem with the last lot. They all left to go back to their home. So we lost, what are you doing to hang
five.
On to them?
We lost five in a short period.
Yeah, you did.
And well, five crucial. Altogether. Four of them were first round picks. So, look, we've got some steps there. We think we've made big inroads there. I mean, you're right. We've got to make it a place that you want to come
Absolutely.
And stay. That's the key. That's about facilities. It's about the people at the footy club. It's about a whole range of things. But there's some pluses there. Like some of the guys that have come up, like Dane Beams and Alan Christensen, think it's fantastic because, you know, you've got fantastic weather. You haven't got the hurly-burly and the scrutiny that you get down in Melbourne, which some people like. And probably as the game gets more and more scrutinised, you're hearing more and more players saying, geez, I wouldn't mind actually, you know, getting out of the mainstream and coming up. So there's an element that, you know, it's not all gloom and doom, put it that way. And, you know, we're talking, again, it's been, it has been documented. You know, Craig Lambert, we're talking to him about coming back and things like that. So we'll hopefully find that out by the end of the year. But, yeah, we're mindful of that. It's no point bringing... And even if we got a priority pick, no point bringing him up and he disappears in 2 years. It's not going to help us. So we need to get better at that.
What will Lambert do?
He'd do a whole lot of stuff, but his great strength is that, working with the kids as they come into your footy club and making them feel part of it and making them feel that they want to stay.
He's got a great relationship with the coach too, apparently.
They're very good mates, yeah. They are.
Love-hate.
I don't know, but it's love-hate. I think it's more love than hate.
Yeah, a lot of love, but a lot of push too.
They challenge each other. I think they do. So they're very close. I think, you know, Leppa's made no secret. He's been talking to Lammy, you know, ever since he took the job. But Lammy's been pretty well ensconced at GWS, and, you know, he's done a fantastic job there. So
I suspect...
But that's only a part of it.
Yeah, and sure. I reckon... I want to say a big part of it, Swanee. As I said, you weren't there when the five left, but I certainly spoke to our board at the Suns about the fact that these boys, as you say, first-round pick, but 18-year-old, 19-year-old gets to go up there. Your side, they may get afforded a luxury of playing a game before they should, but if not, they have to spend 12 months, 18 months playing in the NEAFL competition.
Yep.
And they look around there, and your top-ups versus our top-ups, but that's not so much the standard of the competition, but the standard of your top-ups. I reckon player managers then start to speak to say, well, if you were back in WA, South Australia, or Victoria playing for Box Hill, Claremont, the standard of that development for that young player, then he's got a better chance in those other second-tier competitions, if you like, for his development to actually then crack it in the AFL.
There's no doubt about that, and it's one of the things we're massive on. We want nearly all our games to be curtain raisers because they don't feel part of the club. They're going to play, and this is no disrespect for the teams in it, but, you know, they're playing out at Redland or they're playing at Aspley. You know, it's literally off Broadway, and these guys don't feel like they're part of the Brisbane Lions. So we had a curtain raiser last week. We've got another one in our next home game, and we want to have all our games. So, you know, even though, as I said, there's a whole lot of parts to why people want to stay in your footy club, but you can imagine as an 18 and 19 year old, you're talking to your mates, which is what they all do. You know, they're playing at Collingwood or Carlton or whatever, and, you know, we're doing this and we're doing that, and these guys are playing out at, you know, whoop whoop with nobody watching, and, you know, it's pretty deflating, you know, like, yeah, wherever it is.
On the spot, could it be done then? Because both Queensland sides, and obviously, you know, I'm a bit biased here, and I'm sure you are now too, that you're up in the Queensland, could each side play each other each week as a curtain raiser? So when the Suns play at home, guess what? They're playing the Lions seconds, and then when the Lions are playing up there, the Suns are playing their seconds up there, and it just revolve. You get your top-ups. Everyone's then, you talk about your top-ups, you talk about that grassroots level. All of a sudden, there's an attraction there for Jack spread out in the local league that identify, whether it's through the academy, non-academy, and you just play each other, and you go, well, that's better because you're playing against like players. And again, you're playing in front of, you know, the lights, AFL players watching. I mean, would that have some hope maybe of
getting
up?
It does. I mean, look, in the NEAFL's defence, they've tried to, you know, we're playing more games against the Suns. We're playing more games against the Swans and GWS. Unfortunately, at the moment, GWS are that bloody good. They belt the hell out of everybody, and that's not helping anyone. Like,
actually, it could help us all.
I mean, it's just really, I mean, just as an aside, just before the bye, when we played GWS down there, we had 19 blokes injured, and we had three of our listed guys playing, and they had six first round draft picks playing in the seconds, you know. So it's like sitting there going, gee, there's a bit of depth